This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into hour number two of the Alex Jones Show here today. Let me do this before I get back into the stacks of news. It's a very complex thing, but it can be boiled down into a simple way to understand it with the global government, the corporate world government. They're so powerful, they have so much leverage over the free market that they have no use for the useless eater anymore, for the consumer. So it's a corporate world government takeover. At the very core of it is a eugenics-based program where they have decided that they are the enlightened ones and there is a limited amount of resources on Earth, meaning there is a timetable for humans on planet Earth, and so therefore they have deemed themselves as the management, if you will, of planet Earth, and by their rulings or measurements, they've just decided we have too many people, so we're going to call the people of planet Earth. That's the only way we can sustain humanity on planet Earth, is by killing humanity on planet Earth. And they release their white papers, and they mention this during TED Talks, but they don't really get serious and tell you about it because, well, then you would stand up against it and say, no, I want to live. And so they're really targeting the youth with this because it's the youth that doesn't have instilled in them the values of freedom and independence and liberty. And now you're two or three generations removed from war heroes. And it's maybe rarer now that you come from a line of people that fought in a war or fought for America or died for America. So they just don't care. And Greta Thunberg is one of the people that they're using for this, and she spoke, and so I don't usually like to cover Greta Thunberg for obvious reasons, but I thought I should play this climate summit that she spoke at, and just a little clip from her speech to just show you how clown worldish it actually is, and how it's actually debasing human knowledge. But see, humans have to be less empowered by knowledge and information in order for the New World Order to be successfully carried out. Because if you're actually informed and a thinker or tuned into God, the Creator, well, then you wouldn't stand for any of this at all. And of course, that's the big separation with people who believe in population control or eugenics, is they're not Christians or they're not religious at all. They don't believe in God, the Creator. When you do believe in God, the Creator, you understand that you put your faith in that and your faith in God. And once you've even lived that life, you understand how it works. It's a mystical thing, but it's very real. It's almost like karma. But here's Greta Thunberg. Listen to how dumb this is. And it's first the dumbness of it, where she literally says blah, 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 and gets a standing ovation. Not even kidding you. And then the cult-level programming of it at the end. Here's a short clip of Greta Thunberg's speech from a climate committee this week.
There is no planet blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. What do we want? When do we want it?
I mean, it's, folks, It's mental illness level stuff. And see, I actually feel bad. I mean, usually I'm the guy that'll say retarded and not feel any qualms about it because it's a word. But Greta Thunberg may actually have like actual diagnosable mental disabilities. And so I feel bad. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, look, that's retard level. She might actually have mental disabilities. But see, they use her and they use the ignorance of the youth. And they use the inexperience of the youth to just buy all of these lies. But you can see how debased it is And you can see how unintellectual it is when she says, blah, 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 blah. Oh! And then they have their little cult-like programming at the end, too, where they cheer and say exactly what she says.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to 1/3 and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'll tell you what. We've been talking the COVID tyranny and stuff for most of this hour, and so I want to just switch lanes here. And, of course, we will get back to it. It's the big story. Oh, not to mention, we do have Joe Hoff from the Gateway Pundit joining me in the 1 o'clock central hour, so in the third hour today. Looking forward to talking to Joe. But let me just switch lanes for a second here. The congressional baseball game, a tradition in Washington, D.C. for Congress. And it's amazing to think about how you had the congressional baseball game back this year. And we don't even talk about the attempt of mass murder that happened, 4 years ago, I believe, at the congressional baseball game. That's right, an attempted mass murder by a Democrat, by a liberal progressive. Do we forget about James Hodgkinson? Do we forget about how he tried to commit a mass shooting at the Republican baseball practice? Do we remember that? The media didn't even cover it at the time. They covered it up. Yeah, I'll play whataboutism. Can you imagine if somebody showed up to the Democrat baseball practice in a Trump hat and tried to commit a mass murder and a mass shooting? Every year during the congressional baseball game, they'd make it all about that, and they'd do ceremonies and everything, and they'd be honoring the Democrats that shot. But no, because it was a Democrat that attempted mass murder, and because it was Republicans that got shot, the media's not interested in covering that. They cover it up. So they don't celebrate Steve Scalise being back healthy, able to attend and play the congressional baseball game, or Rand Paul, or all the Republicans that were attempted to be murdered that day. They don't make a big thing of it, but that's what it was. Could you say the New York Times inspired it? The New York Times writes a story saying, hey, look, there's a Republican baseball practice at this field, and there's no security. And then a reader of the New York Times and a liberal progressive Democrat, James Hodgkinson, drives from Missouri to D.C. with his rifle and attempts mass murder and a mass shooting. And the media doesn't cover it because he's a Democrat. So again, a Republican, a conservative does that, you would never hear the end of it. But because a Democrat and a liberal does it, oh, we don't talk about that. We don't cover that. We're not going to mention that. But we will. Yes, Democrat and media inspired James Hodgkinson tried to commit mass murder, tried to commit a mass shooting at the Republican baseball practice before the congressional baseball game. That's an actual terrorist. They always seem to wind up on one side of the aisle, don't they? So you had that happen, and the congressional baseball game, though, went off without a hitch. You had the first home run from Greg Stube. Is it Stube or Stube? I don't even know, but Republican representative actually hit a home run over the fence for the first time in almost 60 years, I think it was. But perhaps the highlight was once again Joe Biden showing up and doing what Joe Biden does best, and that's getting booed and then harassing women. We've got both of that. Here is, in clip 3, guys, Joe Biden gets He arrives and gets introduced at the congressional baseball game, and this is what it sounded like. Boy, that's about a crowd of 10,000 people there booing Joe Biden in D.C. at the Nationals ballpark. Now, I have not been able to, yeah, there's the bomb from Stuby into the front row. He was wearing a Save America hat, by the way, so it empowered him to hit a 400-foot bomb. But no, okay, so there's Joe Biden. He shows up. He gets booed. Now, I have not been able to, I don't know anybody who's been able to identify who this lady is that Biden was harassing last night, but Biden, in typical Biden fashion, shows up a stadium of 10,000 people in Washington, D.C., mind you. In Washington, D.C., mind you. He gets booed out of the building, and then he finds the first young woman he can to go harass, and he creeps up behind her. And then boxes her in, and as you can see here, she's standing against the railing of the dugout. Biden creeps up from behind her, puts his arms around her, and grabs the railing to box her in. This is a total creep move. This is a harasser, abuser move from Joe Biden. Oh, and yeah, I forgot. Where's the mask, Joe? Where's your mask, Joe? Pelosi's out there without a mask. There's a funny video of her on the phone, like, screaming at somebody. No mask. None of them were wearing masks. I guess they didn't realize that the cameras were on and that C-SPAN was doing a live broadcast of the baseball game. Because all the Democrats that tell you you need to wear masks weren't wearing masks. And they didn't even double mask, folks. Not even a single triple mask out there. Not even a triple job. Not even the dub deuce. So who knows what Pelosi's screaming. And there's also a clip of Pelosi from this morning appearing to be drunk, by the way. We may play that coming up. Just totals, just weirdness coming from this woman, this deranged lunatic. But so Biden shows up, a crowd of 10,000 in Washington, D.C., boos him, and then he goes and finds the first victim he can for his harassment, and he boxes her in by putting his arms against the railing so she can't escape. A total pervert, harasser, serial harasser move. But that's creepy Uncle Joe. That's creepy Uncle Grandpa Joe. And so we know about the perversions, the sexual perversions of his family. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that Joe Biden had to creep on that lady and then boxed her in with his arms after getting booed. So again, I'm not sure who it is. I don't know if anybody has been able to ID her, but Biden certainly ID'd her, and he got right up in her face, right up behind her, and boxed her in, and he had a great time with it, because he's all powerful. He can harass women. He's like the Cuomos. Yeah, we serially harass women. Yeah, I grab women's buttocks at the bar. That's me, a Democrat, Cuomo. It was out of Slate magazine. I covered this on the War Room. Didn't really hear anybody else cover it, quite frankly. A couple people out there covered it, but it was pretty much went uncovered how the actual grassroots members of the Me Too, Time's Up movement have completely rebuked it now, because most recently with the accusers of Cuomo, they found out that Time's Up and Me Too were using their funds to pay people to go after the women that accused Cuomo. The women! Not Cuomo, the victims of Cuomo. So they wrote a huge piece in Slate magazine saying what happened to the Time's Up movement. And it gets all about how they basically discovered that at the top level it was a grift. The big executives at these movements were just making a bunch of money. And how it was really just a Democrat front group. And they just admit all of it. And this is coming from Democrats that were involved getting in for the right reasons, thinking, hey, we're not going to have people harassing women anymore, men of power harassing women. They got in it for that reason, and then they discovered it was all a lie. They discovered it was all a lie. And when they went to attack the women of the women that accused Cuomo, that's when they realized that they had been completely duped. No, it was always the Democrat front. It was always a Democrat operation, and its real agenda was just to get Trump. So they found that out the hard way. Now, of course, InfoWars told you that from day one, but that's just the pace of play around here. And so that's why it's important to keep InfoWars on air. That's why the New World Order wants us off the air as much as they want anything else. They'd love to see Alex Jones and InfoWars off the air. But because of your prayers and your support, your word of mouth, and your spreading the links and telling friends and family about the videos, and your financial support by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, we're still here, we're still ticking, and we're still standing up for human freedom and liberty and truth worldwide. InfoWarsStore.com. We do have new specials, 50% off Down and Out Sleep Aid, 40% off Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, very powerful formula, 40% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. These are just some of the specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about the brand new documentary film series, COVIDland. Part 1 is on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com and COVIDland.com. And you get free Endgame DVD with your purchase before October 6th.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Eric Clapton, maybe the best guitar player, maybe the best slow hand guitar player of all time, and the COVID vaccine almost destroyed that for the world. I got to see Eric Clapton. He came to Austin about a month ago, and COVID vaccine almost ruined that experience for me. He said that the COVID vaccine almost made it that he could never play guitar again, but luckily he recovered from the vaccine, which is now 1,000 times more deadly than COVID. That's right. The name of the Greg Reese report at band.video. The vaccines are 1,000 more deadly than COVID-19. Here is the latest report from Greg Reese.
Many are now awakened to the harsh reality of depopulation and democide, which we find ourselves in today. And the end game is out in the open: to destroy humanity under the guise of transhumanism. What we've unfortunately learned is that there is an overwhelming herd of us who will do whatever they are told by the system, which explains how we've gotten this far. There are seemingly millions who will believe whatever pop culture tells them, including the mass denial of natural health and immunity, while attempting to criminalize a knowledge base spanning millennia. Corporate pop culture prostitutes spew talking points for Big Pharma's mRNA mystery cocktail as the only solution. And if the solution is less people, which is what the elitists have been saying for decades, then they are succeeding. Multiple studies conducted in the UK show that after the vaccine was introduced, COVID deaths increased by over 1,000%. And more than half of all COVID deaths and hospitalizations are from the fully vaccinated. The numbers in New York City are showing the same. Experts in the field, including the inventor of the mRNA tech being used, have been warning of this since the beginning, but silenced by the corporate media. Project Veritas has recently exposed how doctors and nurses are well aware of the dangerous mRNA jabs, but care more about their own jobs, and how even low-level Big Pharma employees care only about the numbers. It is an all-out attack against the human race. We knew this a year ago because we know their white papers, which is why we know what comes next. Brought to you by the same characters behind the mRNA vaccines, what comes next is the end of natural organic humanity and the beginning of man's own version. Man fused with machine in a lab. The end. There is no more hiding the end game. It's out in the open, where only the unbrainwashed can see it. Ultimately, it will be up to the people. The police in Australia are loyally serving their globalist masters. What makes you think anything will be different in America? A flight surgeon for the U.S. Army has warned that all vaccinated pilots are unfit to fly. The U.S. military is being destroyed from within. The only way through to freedom is for the people to say no, which is now starting to happen all across the world. Humanity uniting together as the human race, standing up against the most sophisticated tyranny that mankind has ever faced, all while the pop culture media machine ignores it. A worldwide peaceful revolution of the people is a numbers game. So continuing to wake people up is our road to liberation. Do not remain silent during this dire time at the crossroads of human history. It is the truth that shall set us free. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And of course, you can find all of the Reese reports at band.video. And, you know, this is just part of what you have done to support InfoWars, allowing us to hire new people, hire new reporters, and build the platform of band.video so that we can share this information with the world. Let's finish up here with my stack of COVID news, and we can move on to some of the other developments. Again, all of the 666 involvement since we've seen COVID with their patents and their bills and everything. Here's yet another one. Democrats slip plans for $700,000 vaccine compliance fines under U.S. Code Section 666 into budget bill. So they have patent 666 for the biometric currency database. They have patent 666 for the vaccines. They have they've written bills with 666 all about the medical tyranny managements and everything. It's always 666. And then there's the weird numerology of COVID tying into 666. That's pretty wild stuff. But there it is. Demonstration against COVID-19 vaccine and testing mandate takes place outside Crystal Lake Elementary District 47 offices. This is in Illinois. And they put shoes out because they've now fired people that refuse to get the vaccine, teachers, administrators, coaches. And so they went to the school and they left just their pairs of shoes in front of the building there. You can see in this image, looks like it's about 50 pairs or so. And it is symbolic of all the people that have been fired because they didn't want to get the experimental injection. So there you go. We care about the little guy. Everybody's right to work, right? Oh, no, but you have to follow our tyrannical mandates first. Then you can be free. See, that's what freedom's really all about. New York won't extend unemployment benefits to healthcare workers fired over COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So, they want to have a welfare state for anybody else that doesn't want to work. They want to have a welfare state for illegal immigrants. But, you fired because you won't take the vaccine? No, nothing for you. So Democrats and liberal progressives always pretend to care about you until they realize that you're not going to be in on their brainwashing and cult behavior. Then all of a sudden they're completely against you. Pretty simple, really. Mask up or shut down. Colorado school given ultimatum over mask mandate. And it's a Christian school. They wouldn't do that to any other school but a Christian one. So a private Christian school in Loveland, Colorado, is going to have to file a lawsuit. Resurrection Christian School is going to have to file a lawsuit because the Democrats want to shut the school down because they don't have a mask mandate. So much for freedom and my body, my choice. Biotech co-founder says COVID will become manageable, but the virus will be with us for years. So, how convenient. You create a virus in a lab, you release the virus, and then you use the virus to control the people. And you just say, yeah, the virus is here forever, but don't worry, it's going to be manageable as long as you listen to us. And because Fauci and Daszak haven't been arrested yet for their involvement in this creation of a bioweapon, they were just seen. Fauci just addressed a Wuhan collaborator conference alongside Peter Daszak. And the National Pulse has this story. And so Fauci and Daszak still on the loose. They made the virus. They released the virus. Now they're the tyrants telling you how to deal with the virus, bringing in medical tyranny worldwide. And they are still out there. They need to be criminally investigated. They need to be called for a congressional hearing immediately.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let me do a news blitz here in this segment. Again, Jim Hoft joining me from the Gateway Pundit coming up in about 30 minutes. I've got other videos to get to as well, but I want to just try to pile drive through some of this news. And I just started with this, and I know I've already covered it. It's just so hilarious. It just shows, I mean, people are just so stupid that they fall for any of this mainstream media, big pharmaceutical, medical tyranny. Pfizer launches final study for COVID drug that's similar to horse paste. So you watch. So Pfizer's ivermectin will be approved for use. Pfizer's ivermectin will be approved for use. It'll be probably like $30 a thing. When all the other ivermectin is like $7, they'll charge you $30. But they'll say, oh, all other ivermectin is horse dewormer. But Pfizer's ivermectin, that's approved for use. Yes. And you watch all the mainstream media lapdogs and the brainwashed zombies of the planet. They'll just go right along with it. They'll say, yes, Pfizer ivermectin, good. All other ivermectin, bad. Pfizer ivermectin for humans, all other ivermectin for horses. Can't wait for that to play itself out. That will be entertaining, but yet also demeaning as a human. All right, so this is just hilarious. So inside of the federal infrastructure bill, you know, the $3.5 trillion bill that costs $0, so you have to sign it and pass it so that they can spend it. Yes, this is the Democrat logic. $3.5 trillion equals $0. War is peace. Slavery is freedom. 2 + 2 = 5. Yes, this is leftism. This is leftist ideology now. But inside the bill is a basically carbon footprint tax targeting the individual that drives a car. It's in there. It's undeniable. So PolitiFact, though, they can't handle the truth that, yes, the Democrats have now introduced legislation to basically tax you by the mile or by the month, basically to try to price you out from driving a car. So unless you have millions of dollars, you're not going to be driving a car anymore. And see, that was what's so great about the car. And then even nowadays was that most people could afford a car, afford to drive a car and have that luxury and have that freedom. Well, the globalists hate that. They only want that for the rich. They want you, the peasants, to either walk everywhere, bike everywhere, take public transit everywhere, or just sit in a cage all day. That'd probably be preferable. So even PolitiFact has to admit that it's real while denying it. The federal infrastructure bill includes a pilot program for a national motor vehicle per mile user fee, which is basically a long-term plan to make it too expensive to drive a car. PolitiFact says that's mostly false. Well, what does mostly false even mean? Well, to transcribe this or translate this from PolitiFact, it means it's true. That's what it means. It means it's true. Yes, it's in there. Yes, it's true. But we don't want you to know that. So we just say it's mostly false. Because most people be upset if they realize the government's trying to tax them out of driving their car, and then they'll be even more upset when they realize it's the Democrats trying to do that. So we just kind of shuffle that under the rug and say, nah, it's not really happening. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It isn't. And let's just play that clip real quick, guys, before I move on here. Just go ahead and play clip 16. This is the Republicans telling you what's really going on with the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, what the Democrats and the liberal media doesn't want you to know.
This is their bill, 2,500 pages. If you take a look at $3.5 trillion price tag and you do the math, that's $1.4 billion for every page of this bill, and they want to pass it this week. How many Democrats do you think have read this? Think Nancy Pelosi's read it? Think Chuck Schumer's read it? Do you think Joe Biden, who is desperately begging Democrats to pass it, do you think he's read it? Do you think he knows what's in it?
No, I was told it equals $0. Biden said it's $0. Psaki said it's $0. Pelosi said it's $0. So what are we signing? What's the big deal? If it's $0, what are we doing here? It's not $0. It's $3.5 trillion. The Democrats and the media are lying to you because they're liars. Let's move on. Speaking of liars, so another story came out. It was at a high school in St. Louis, and you know, maybe I'll talk about this with Jim Hoft coming up. The Gateway Pundit had the story. An individual went into the bathroom and spray-painted racial epitaphs in the bathroom. Okay? So it became a big thing. All the politicians in St. Louis came out to that school, and they had multiple walkouts and rallies, and politicians and media used it to make a statement saying, see how racist America is, all this stuff. Well, after all the hubbub and everything and the walkouts and the protests, and then, oh, guess what? They came to find out it was a black student that did it. It was a leftist liberal that did it, faked racism. Because, you know, the Democrats are so desperate for racism to be everywhere, that they have to fake it. They have to do it. So they're the racists. They commit the hate crimes. They fake the hate crimes, like spraying racial images and words on the bathrooms. By the way, they've been caught doing this dozens of times now. It's every damn time. It's Jussie Smollett 2.0. Just copycat Jussie Smollett. So the Democrats are so desperate, liberals are so desperate for America to be racist, they have to hate it. So when I see these two stories, I immediately am drawn to, this is another fake one. Vile Nazi graffiti appears at primary schools as vandals paint red swastika on the wall. If they ever find out who did this, they'll find out it was a liberal leftist. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. And then here's another one. Security camera captures vandal tossing an incendiary device into Democrat Party offices in Austin. And this occurred this morning at about 2 a.m. Now, guys, if you could please pull up this story, because I don't have the image on my document here, but pull it up because I want you to see the image. So I'm going to go ahead. I hope they do a full investigation into this, and I hope that they find out the perpetrator of this. And see, this used to be maybe going out on a limb to say something like this. Now it's a very sturdy limb, if it's even considered a limb. It's basically a tree trunk of confidence at this point. If and when they find out this individual, I guarantee to you he ends up being a Democrat. He may even work at the very facility. Because here's the thing. The guy shows up. They obviously know there's a security camera at their facility. So the guy shows up with an American flag bandana and an American flag mask and throws a Molotov cocktail into the Democrat Party headquarters in Austin, Texas. Now, do you really think a genuine vandal, which, by the way, you don't have any history of Republicans committing violent crimes like this, political crimes like this. It doesn't exist. That's why they had to fake the ones that they do. But can you imagine somebody's like, oh, I'm going to show up in an American flag face mask and bandana right in front of a security camera and throw one Molotov cocktail into the Democrat Party offices. That'll show them. That'll teach them. Or could you imagine a Democrat saying, I need to fake a hate crime against us to make us look like we're victims and to show how bad Republicans are. And I know we've got a camera in front of our offices, so I'm going to show up late this night and I'm going to have an American mask, American flag mask and bandana on so that they think it's a Republican. Because, you know, we hate the American flag and they like America. So I'll wear American flag apparel. That way they'll think I'm a Republican. And it'll all be on camera, too, because I know we have a security camera right in front of our office. So I hope if and when they find this individual, we get the full story here. And I would bet you it's a liberal Democrat that did it, a hate crime against themselves for the media coverage and to pose as victims, because that's what they do best. They've been caught doing it dozens of times, from Jussie Smollett to colleges to high schools to Democrat Party offices. It's always the Democrats. It's always the left. They do this to themselves. So I hope they find this individual. I hope they find him. And we'll see what the real story here is. But I think we all know, don't we?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back here on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. He's busy on the road right now, but he's going to be back. He may even guest host the War Room today or be popping in on the War Room as I'm filling in duties here on the Alex Jones Show. But we do have Jim Hoft coming up from the Gateway Pundit with some breaking news. He'll be joining us shortly. Let me just delve back into the other news that I have here on my desk, see if we can't clear it out before Jim joins me. YouTube's CEO says free speech is a core value. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, free speech is a core value of YouTube, and my head is bald. I have a bald head. The studio lights are gleaming off of my bald head right now, and YouTube has free speech as a core value, right? Russia threatens to block YouTube for deleting RT channels. Whoa, I thought YouTube believed in free speech. Oh, no, they don't. They're censoring free speech. That's right. They believe in global government tyranny, which means censoring free speech if you're against the global government. So YouTube just can't stop lying. I forget the name of the author of this story. I don't know why it didn't print out. It's at brownstone.org. The purges have begun. And this is really just kind of a logical centrist who said that this is the most important work he's ever done. He's been around for a long time. Again, I forget the name of the author, but it gets into how the political persecutions have begun at all levels of our society, government, schools, the military, everything, and how dangerous it is and where it leads. So most people are starting to figure this out now. But it's time to be honest about who's doing it so that we can stop it. It's the left doing it. It's the Democrats doing it. It's liberal progressive Democrats on the left that are purging opposition to them. They're the tyrants. They're the Nazis. And so even though in the story it gets into that, it doesn't put the onus on the actual political parties responsible for it, because people don't want to leap that shark yet. Well, until you face the reality of who's doing this to us, you're not going to defeat it. Professor, this is what he's talking about, by the way. Professor removed after refusal to grade black students on a curve sues UCLA. So what they wanted to do at UCLA, or what they do actually, and what they're doing at schools across America, if a black student gets a C, that's a B. If a white student gets a C, that's a C. If a black student gets a C, that's a B or even an A. And so the UCLA professor says, I'm not doing this. This is discrimination. I'm not grading people on a racial curve. So UCLA fired him. How dare you not be racist, says UCLA. Here's more of the great purge that the left is currently involved in. Marine who saved baby from Kabul airport under investigation after appearing at Trump rally. Oh, you showed up at a Trump rally? We're going to investigate you because you don't have free speech. Exclusive. Daily Caller. Jailed Marine who demanded accountability for Afghanistan offered to resign honorably but rejected so they could throw him in jail. And so Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller sits in jail right now, another political prisoner of the Democrat Party. Why? Because he called out the Biden administration's failings and lies about Afghanistan. So, this member of the military spoke in a Trump rally. We're going to investigate you. Oh, this member of the military spoke out against crimes he saw committed and lies committed by the military and by our White House leadership. We're going to throw you in a jail. But I'll resign with a dishonorable discharge. No, we're going to keep you there. And you know what? We're going to just go ahead and throw you in jail because that's what we do. We're the Democrats. We have political parties. And by the way, political prisoners, excuse me. And by the way, I'm going to tell you what they're about to do next. I don't know what the deal is with the Taliban and Joe Biden. I don't know if they have blackmail on Biden or blackmail on Obama or why the Taliban is basically running the White House foreign policy in Afghanistan. I mean, literally, it's reached that point. And so what you're going to see happen next, remember, I guess it was Tuesday, a private contractor rescued dozens of Americans and overall 100, more than 100 people, but dozens of Americans and dozens of green card holders that were trapped in Afghanistan. Yeah, the Biden administration lied. There were still Americans over there trapped. There were still allies of ours over there trapped. Biden administration lied about that. So a private contractor flew a plane over there, rescued them, and tried to get entry back into the U.S. and was denied entry. Now, I guess they should have landed at the southern border and crossed the Rio Grande, and then they could have been let in and had free handouts. But if you try to fly in legitimately as an American, you're not allowed to do that, see? So here's what's going to come next. And you're going to start hearing about this before the weekend, and then probably next week it may be actual policy. The Taliban runs the Biden administration's Afghanistan policy. And they're going to start treating anybody who's either trying to rescue Americans over there or trying to send money to Americans over there because they may need help or food or who knows what. And if you do that, it's going to be considered a crime, I bet you, by the end of October. So, again, you're going to see this coming and you're not going to believe it. And it's not going to make any sense. And I don't know. And it doesn't make any sense to me unless the Taliban, I don't know how the Taliban have so much leverage over Joe Biden, but they're running the entire U.S. foreign policy in Afghanistan. They're running the Biden White House now. And they don't like Americans rescuing Americans and Afghanistan green card holders from Afghanistan. So they told Biden not to let them in. So they didn't. And next is going to be, we're seeing people sending money to loved ones in Afghanistan or churches in Afghanistan. We want that to be treated like a crime. And you watch. The Biden administration will give the Taliban that next. Wow. So the Biden administration gave the Taliban an entire military arsenal, hundreds of millions of dollars, an entire country. What else am I missing? Oh, hostages. Hostages, too. Just unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable stuff. So the Taliban runs the Biden White House. So we know that Russia has blackmail on the Bidens. We know that China has blackmail on the Bidens. We know Uzbekistan has blackmail on the Bidens. Does the Taliban, too? Or are they blackmailing Obama? Or how is all of this going on? But you watch. I would guess that in the month of October, they come out with new mandates. No American is allowed to try to rescue Americans from Afghanistan. And no American is allowed to send money to Afghanistan. Yeah, see, the Taliban warns Joe Biden. They are running the show, folks. They are running the show. Why? Your guess is as good as mine. I've laid out what I think may be going on. Moving on. Governor Abbott announces intention to appeal FEMA denial of federal emergency declaration in response to border crisis. And they just released, this is a press release that just came out yesterday. So basically, Greg Abbott declared a federal emergency because of the illegal immigrant invasion at the southern border in Texas, and he wanted help from FEMA, and FEMA said, nope, we reject that. And now they're trying to deny all federal emergency money from Texas because of Governor Abbott, and he's fighting back against it. So the Democrats create an emergency at the southern border, you try to do something about it, and then they make it illegal. The Democrats create an emergency in Afghanistan, you try to do something about it, and then they make it illegal. And the war on the Border Patrol continues out of the White House. Border Patrol agents must be vaccinated by November or face being fired. So tack it to the list of the things that Joe Biden has declared war on. Teachers, the military, Border Patrol, police officers, pretty much every U.S. citizen. And I guess innocent women at baseball games, too. Joe Biden creeps on unsuspecting woman at congressional baseball game and then boxes her in. Seriously, this guy is such a creep. This guy is just such a creep. Unbelievable. All right, so this is a funny one. Kamala Harris hires crisis experts to repair her long-term planning outlook. So here's what's happening, folks. Kamala Harris hired a team of crisis experts, basically CEOs and other people hire these firms to fix their public image when they have a bad public image or they have some story come out that's bad. They hire these firms to fix their public image. Kamala Harris has hired these firms. So she knows she's completely disliked by the American people. Everybody knows she's a phony. She has almost no support. She's nowhere to be found. And so she's hired crisis experts to repair her public image now. Now, I don't know if this is a sign that maybe she's getting ready to take over the White House or something else, but it is a sign that she knows she's unpopular. She knows she's disliked. Everybody knows she's a phony. So now she's going to try to fake being somebody else. Don't you love it? So we don't like her because she's a complete phony. So now she hires a team of experts to teach her how to be something else phony. Hey, Kamala, here's a wild idea. Why don't you just be yourself? Or maybe that already took its toll when you were working for Willie Brown to get involved in politics. I guess maybe that's yourself. So now she has to fake being somebody else to repair her public image.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.